owing to the investors. Due diligence, as we've just seen, evaluates a deal from legal, compliance, and financial perspective. The exercise is all about finding hidden skeletons. This might create huge liabilities for the company in future. The investor expects the capital to go towards expansion and not towards settling off liabilities due to non-compliance. The outcome of this exercise is a list of red flags. If the red flags are extremely critical, such as fraud by the founders, then the deal gets called off. If the findings are minor, then the company is given time to take corrective actions. Generally, angel stage DD is not as exhaustive as Series A DD. This is because in the early stages, the company has very little data to share. But by Series A, the company has clients, employees, operating history, etc., which makes the DD process very, very intensive. We hope this course helps you prepare for DD process and tackle it successfully. Thank you. Hi, welcome to FundEnable's course on creating a pitch deck. Pitch decks have become synonymous with fundraising. After getting that sought-after meeting with a prospective investor, your pitch defines if you get the next meeting or get shown to the door. There is so much material related to pitch decks on internet today. You can get templates for almost all types and sectors of businesses. But let me tell you, there is no cookie-cutter approach to creating pitch decks. Every pitch deck should include the problem, target market,